Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is Scentsy Brewcast. It's the voice of Scentsy Craft, Volume 10. 10 years. So this is the 10th year of the show, and this is the second episode of Volume 10. And we're kicking things off in the style that I like to do things. We're talking about, we're going to talk about a lot of things, but the main topic of conversation is a beer festival. And beer festivals are one of those things that, as an early craft beer drinker, got me kind of hooked on things. It's how you meet other beer drinkers. It's how you find new breweries. It's how you fall in love with things that you didn't know you loved in the first place. And we're talking about Oakley Beer Fest 2, the second edition. Oakley Beer Fest, the return. Jaws, the return. I'm trying to think of some other fun. The Oakley Beer Fest Strikes Back. What are some other sequel names we could... I don't know.
Beer Fest 2, Electric Boogaloo.
There we go.
Got it.
We're talking Oakley Beer Fest. Are we technically in Oakley right now? How's that? We'll talk about it.
This is actually a topic of conversation the other day. Technically, by about 100 feet... we're in Madisonville.
So, what we do is is there a Dora in this little kind of area here? Is there something we can throw into Oakley from here? Some kind of like beer cups after we slam beer, some beer cans or something like that. we'll talk about it all. Bill Marks, you've never been on the show, right? We didn't get something recorded last year.
No, we were too damn busy.
So, Bill was part of the wonderful Beer Booze and Bonks, another beer festival that I take part of last year. That's how. Well, I guess our paths crossed Oakley Beer Fest before that, but we definitely spent a lot more time together and had a lot more conversations around Beer Booze and Bonks. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great to have you. I completely forgot what your name was again. Oh, no, you are beverage manager?
I run the bar here at Oakley Eatery. My name's Jack O'Reilly Tanner. I'm the guy buying all.
That's an important job. I have kind of fallen in love with the bar here at Element Eatery, not just because of the beer selection, which is incredible, but really great cocktails too, like a really fun kind of booze program that's happening here, and we'll talk about all of that too. We've got a lot of different things we need to cover, but welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Welcome aboard. Let's kick things off the way we always do on the show, because it is a craft beer podcast. Although I'm looking at everybody else's glasses, and I'm a little disappointed that I'm the only one with a craft beer in front of me.
Well, I mean, we can take a break and fix that issue.
I'm drinking Jack Daniels.
I'll accept it, but I'm drinking Sonder Nocturnal. This is there's no possible way that this is the first time we've had it on the show, but I'm going to pretend like it is anyways. Dark Schwarzbier, Black Lager, I don't know what they're calling it these days. It's roasty. It's super drinkable. I assume you guys have both had this beer, right?
Yes.
Any thoughts about it?
It's a middle ground between like a lighter dark beer, like a Dunkel, and like a heavier porter, and it sits in that like ABV range of mid 5%, 5.6, I think. It's incredibly drinkable, not too heavy, not too light.
It fits like if you get like a day like today where it's kind of cold, especially for what we were expecting this time of year to look like, a little rainy, a little gross. This beer fits perfect for it. You want to sit and you just want to kind of snuggle up with a blanket and just you know, drink something a little darker, a little heavier, a little roastier. Fits that. If in 10 minutes the sun comes out and it warms up to 70 degrees, which might happen, you never know. Or in a couple days, it'll definitely be nice and warm. This beer still fits into that, too. Like, it's still drinkable. It's still lager. You know, it's great beer. I love it. So shout out to Sonder for that. Sonder, who is going to be at Oakley Beer Fest, right?
They will be. second year in a row for Sonder. You know, we'll get to kind of what everyone's bringing in a little bit. But, yeah they're great to work with.
Let's start from the beginning. How did Oakley Beer Fest come to be? How did you decide to put yourself into the hell that is trying to run a beer festival?
Well, you know, while it is a lot of logistical work and you know, we can flatly say at times it can be a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
It's something I enjoy doing. In my previous life as a bar owner and other venues that I ran, we did beer dinners and beer festivals and all kinds of stuff. And I had taken, you know, kind of a step away from being in the bar 24/7 and doing the 60-hour nights or 60-hour weeks and the 3 a.m. nights. And I took a step away and focused more on, you know, the trivia company and the other entertainment side. And but still kind of, you know, wanted to do some of the bigger stuff because, again, I enjoyed doing it. So had a real good opportunity with the folks at Oakley Kitchen last year.
You run Bacchus Entertainment, for anybody that doesn't know the trivia side of what
Bacchus
you do.
Entertainment you. Cincinnati, or Bacchus Entertainment Cincy. We've got multiple pages. You know, we do right now about 35 different events weekly between trivia, bingo, with book live music.
If you start paying attention, that's what's interesting about a company like yours is as a drinker, we've all been to your events, we've seen your events, we just don't necessarily know that they're your events until it gets in your head and you're like Bacchus Entertainment, then you see the sign up, you're like, oh, there it is, that's him, like that's, and then you start to see it everywhere. And so make note the next time you're standing in a tap room or a bar and you're taking a leak and there's the posters above you on the wall and it's, oh, there's that logo. There's one right there as I'm sitting here.
Just don't think about me while you're taking a leak, please. Well,
no promises.
But yeah, and it was just, it's a, you know, incredible opportunity, and you know, it went extraordinarily well last year. We were somewhat limited by the space last year, so I wanted to find you know, an outside space, and you know, something that
with
had
a little bit of parking.
With you know, parking not being an issue. Not saying anything. I mean, Oakley Kitchen was fantastic. But, you know, the space is the space. We could only fit 20 breweries in that space with their 10x10 spaces. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, it was asses to elbows. It was great. Everyone had a great time. Pretty much ran out of beer, which is always a plus.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do a little bit bigger. So, you know, this year we've got over 30 breweries. I'm going to do over 80 flavors. I was able to actually add multiple additional vendors. Like I've got Moonshine Fudge coming. You know, they do fudge out of moonshine. So that's very cool. You know, we've got Ted Karras, the Cincinnati Bengal, does a hat program.
Yeah.
So they're going to be here, you know, selling their hats for their charity. The main charity, of course, you know, something close to my heart is Cincinnati Animal Care.
Yeah.
So a big portion of the profits is going to go to buying hot dogs and cheese for the shelter dogs. If you don't know, the shelter, you know, is a scary place for a lot of dogs. So some of them need medication, so they do a lot of cheese and a lot of hot dogs to kind of sneak the medicine in, you know. So, you know, we try to help them out as much as possible.
It's funny because, like, when my wife has to, like, tell me something bad or I'm in trouble for something, usually she presents it with a hot dog with cheese on it also. She's like, hey, here's this that I got you. I'm like, there's more to this, but I don't even care. It's kind of the same thing. Or a nice cold beer also is sometimes the way that works.
Always goes down well.
Yeah, whenever she brings me, like, a nice cold beer in a big glass or there's, you know, a Met with a bunch of mustard piled on it, like I know inside that something bad is about to come from that, but I just don't even care. Like, oh, thank you. Let it fly.
Yeah, it was like you said, just moving it over here gives us opportunity to make it bigger.
Yeah.
You know, again, we were only able to do acoustic acts last time. While we still have our acoustic acts, Brad Martin, Ryan Alfred, Hillary Hahn, the headliner is going to be the Bronson Arroyo Band.
Heck yeah.
So Bronson and his band do a great job. And then after that, after we shut down the beer, Audio Graffiti is going to take the stage and keep the party going the rest of the night. So the VIP entrance is going to start at 2. The general admission is going to start at 3. Mm-hmm. It's going to run all day long until almost 11 o'clock.
And so, there's the cool thing about this, too, and also, you know, the Oakley Food Hall is the same way, but, like, food is not an issue here. Like, you can you can just keep feasting all day long. You can eat, then you can drink, and you can hang out for a little bit, and you can go eat again, and then keep drinking, and then hang out more. Like, it's just, you just keep the, kind of that whole thing going as long as your liver can hang out.
We've got Nola's Funnel Cake coming. So we're going to have a little funnel cake station. Rick Hitchens Family Insurance is bringing pretzels and trail mix again. So nothing better than, you know, some beer and pretzels.
Yep.
So that'll be part of your ticket purchase is going to be, you know, a couple pretzels, just like last year. Everyone loved it last year, so we're going to do it again. And then, of course, you know, we've got over 80 different flavors. Not all beer, too. We've got quite a few.
That's what I like. And I know that everybody, especially people that listen to this show, know that I'm a craft beer nut. But there's a bigger world outside of craft beer that I know people are into. And I know that is interesting and does kind of shift your flavor appreciation a little bit, too. You know, and I'm not just talking cider.
Yeah. I mean, we literally have something for everyone. So first of all, the full bar here at Elementary will be open. So if you don't like beer and you want to drink Jack Daniels and just come and listen to music, you can do that.
Right.
But if you want to do a ticket, you know, we've got not only Northwood Cider coming, we've got Truly coming, we've got Twisted Tea coming, we've got Kickstand Cocktails coming.
I looked at the list a little bit. What is Funny Water? This is something that was new to me seeing it on the list, and I dove into it a little bit.
It's like a seltzer.
Except it's not carbonated, right?
It's not carbonated.
It's like boozy.
It's like
flat water.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe it.
I'm so interested in that because that's something I've never seen before, something I've never tried before. I think it's cool.
A good friend of mine, Jeff Janice, is actually, I think he's running the company or at least running distributing of it. Uh-huh. So, you know, bumped into him, and of course we had to add it because we tried some. It's being distributed to Steak Scenario, and it was delicious.
It's a perfect product for a festival, in my opinion, because if I see that in the store, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not willing to just go and just on a whim grab, you know, a 6-pack or a 12-pack or whatever. Yep. But you give it to me in a festival, I'm sure as hell going to try it.
Yep.
And maybe I'm probably going to like it.
Hey, like it. Same with like floral beverage.
Floral was great. Sunshine Punch was the one. I saw them on the list.
Yep.
They were also at Beer, Booze, and Bonks. And I was a little bit on the fence before I tried it. And I'm like, I don't know. Citrus, cream, maybe it's good. Maybe it's terrible. Yep. I don't know.
So good.
This is not a lie. Last weekend, it was warm outside, unlike what we're in right now. And we were hanging out at my in-laws' house. We were hanging out outside. We made a fire, and we were sitting around the campfire. And I happened to bring a bottle of Sunshine Punch that I really wanted to make a video about. And I'm like, I'll just drink a little bit, and then I'll still have enough left for the video. We drank the entire freaking bottle of it just sitting around the campfire.
Yeah, that's how good it is. I mean, it's like one of those orange Goose Pops.
Yeah, that like a creamsicle. Yeah.
Delicious.
Or
delicious.
Dreamsicle. there's really cool stuff that, like, I think, and I think that that's what, when you look at a beer festival or any kind of festival in general, you want to get, to me, part of the point and the biggest part of the point is to get you out of your comfort zone and to try new things, to try something that you wouldn't go and just pick up off the shelf in general. You want to branch out a little bit and kind of, you know, experiment, and
exactly.
It gives you that ability to do that.
And that's when I was going over the beer list and I was putting it together, it's something that I wanted to really focus on, that, you know, we didn't have 60 IPAs,
right?
You know, we didn't have 60 lagers. We've got, you know, a little bit of everything, so that maybe, hey, I've never had a stout before. Well, we have a stout over here you can try.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I've never had a summer ale before, or, you know, whatever that might be. I mean, we've got a little bit of everything. It's not all IPAs. Don't get me wrong. If you're an IPA lover, we've got some real good ones. We've got, because I'm an IPA drinker, so we've got some real good ones. But really, any palate. I mean, hell, even that Hootie Delight coming.
Heck yeah.
Hootie Delight, Little Kings.
It's not a beer event in Cincinnati, especially now, if there's not Little Kings and Hootie Delight.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, we've got a little, like I said, we're going to unveil, you know, I've asked the Gnarly Gnome here to give a sneak peek on his podcast to our beer list. So if you're watching this live or it's taped, sorry.
Yeah.
If you're watching it for the first time, you are going to be the first people to see the beer list for Oakland Beer Fest.
Yeah, and go to the show notes. We'll publish the entire beer list in the show notes. You can get there and you can look at it, and then you can share it with your friends and tell everybody why they need to also buy a ticket so that you're not drinking alone.
Tickets,
bring your friends.
Tickets are cheap. I'll just say that right now. So we had an early bird special that ended April 1st. So if you missed out on that, I'm sorry. But tickets right now are only $45. What does the $45 get you? Number one, it gets you all the music. So, I mean, right now for three acoustic acts and two bands, you'd probably pay $45 sure. just to see them.
Yeah.
Well, do that plus add 10 beers and your snacks. Like, that's a pretty solid day.
Sure.
Parking is free. If you get hungry, there are 9 different food vendors going to be here. Again, there's the full bars here. I mean, there's something for everyone. And that's the cool thing. That's what I want to make it as all-inclusive as possible. You don't have to be just a beer lover. You don't have to be just a music lover. All you have to do is want to have a good time.
And you know what? Even if you don't want to have a good time, you should still come and you can sit in a corner and be grumpy
yeah.
and not have a good time. And that's okay, too.
Yeah,
if you're determined.
I'm a brewery guy, so it's fine.
I'm sure you can find a way to be grumpy if you want to. Just come. And in fact, if you hang on through the episode, we'll give away some tickets later in this episode. You can try to fast forward and find where we give them away and find out how to win them. But and actually, I don't know how we're going to do that yet. So it's gonna be fun. But later. Stay tuned. Let's talk about the Element Eatery here, and specifically the bar here, which is I love the food.
Keystone.
Yeah, I love the food. I come here to drink. That's kind of my thing. I'm a bit of a drunk. let's talk about kind of how you guys manage all of this, and how you kind of in that same vein as a beer festival try to bring in a little bit of everything, try to give people whatever it is they're looking for, which who the heck knows what that is anymore.
Yeah, I mean the main focal point, our philosophy with the bar is this place is designed to give you kind of anything that you're looking for, whether you're looking for, you know, on the food side, obviously, if you want a bowl of ramen, go get a bowl of ramen. Tacos, get some tacos. Get a burger, get some wings, you know, whatever you're looking for, as long as it's not super specific, we pretty much have it.
Right.
And our philosophy with, we're a distillery first and foremost. So, you know, making our vodkas, our bourbons, our whiskey, just accessible and open to the public.
All right. So we gotta go back to that just a little bit. You guys are part of the RJ Distillery family.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit. I think that there's still a lot of people that don't understand RJ Distillery and kind of that whole family of what that is.
Yeah, I mean, we're a growing brand. We started, our first location was, I'm sure everyone on this podcast know, the Jungle Gyms up in Eastgate, all the way to the left. We run what used to be the Bruin View. It's now RJ Cinema Distillery and Tap Room. And it's a similar vibe.
Was that really the first location? Because there was the little tap room in Norwood.
Well, so the debate, it's kind of not really. We used to be called Shamrock and Lay's Distillery down in Norwood in the back of architectural door center firm.
Right around the corner, not to keep going back to Beer, Booze, and Bonks, which is right around the corner from Folding Warehouse.
yeah, if you know where that is. That's where we started. And we became RJ once we got under new ownership. But same quality spirits and same quality cocktails, but we've just added to that. We became part of the Slattery family. We added, we became a sister company to 50 West, so we got in bed with them, and
right, there's a lot of fun like technological things that that RJ is doing that Shamrock & Lee's wasn't doing before that, and a lot of places aren't doing now, like trying to figure out new fun ways to create spirits faster and to use whatever new things are advancing. That there's a whole show in that too that we need to do at some point.
Well, sign me up.
it's good stuff. The spirits program here is based off of RJ Distilleries.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that that's the only thing you can get here. Like there's
correct.
We
don't make tequila. We don't make gin.
Well, nobody
right
in the United States makes tequila. To be clear, anybody who does not understand the
yes, the technically correct gnome
before,
here.
Before I get an email,
we don't make an agave based spirit.
There we go.
There you go.
No, but we don't make an agave-based spirit or a gin, something we're working on, but we gin, do have
gin is wild. It's like I as a indecisive creative-minded person have no idea how anybody can like take something as broad as gin and be like, yeah, this is what we're going to do. Like, this is how we're going to produce it. This is what it's going to taste like. And this is it. Here you go.
Well,
it's
like,
crazy to me.
Yeah. I mean, like, kind of like vodka, it's very malleable to whatever you want to do with it.
Sure.
And you can start from a really nice base and it generates ideas almost by itself. You know, we have a horseradish vodka, which most people will balk at initially, but like
it's good.
As soon as I say the words Bloody Mary or Dirty Martini,
exactly what I was thinking.
All of a sudden you have a highly elevated cocktail, which is, you know, what we're trying to do with our spirits.
Right.
And then, you know, obviously we also have 48 craft beers on tap at all times. Something for everybody, whether it be a sour beer, a dark beer, some 13% monster, we got it. Right. It's all about accessibility. Making sure that you have what you want when you walk in here.
What's your favorite thing you've brought in so far, beer wise?
Oh, I mean, speaking of Sonder, we had their 5th year anniversary, like barrel aged barley wine,
which
was unbelievable. It was like it was one of those 12% monsters, but just absolutely fantastic. I keep Darkness Mind Sacrifice on at all times.
Yeah,
it's the best beer made in this city. But
it's also one of those beers that you don't see many places.
No,
but when you see it, people know it and they're familiar with it, and so like they you know, people latch onto it. Like, oh yeah, I love that beer. I need that.
I swear I could charge $20. I'm not, but I could charge $20 a pint for it because it is just that good.
Good.
But yeah, you know, with 48 beers, we don't have to have like really basic stuff. I always say to my reps, like, give me the weird stuff.
Yeah.
Give me the weird stuff. Cause I want to try it, but I want to push it in people. You know, we've had the Pina Colada wheat ale or the Pina Colada from Cartridge before.
Escape.
Yeah. Oh, the Escape. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is just hitting cans in the very near future, if not like this week. Mm-hmm. Like it's headed out into the market. I'm so excited.
And
about
that's just something you don't see everywhere, but they hit the nail on the frickin' head.
Oh, it's crazy good beer. Let's talk a little bit about kind of that idea of more accessible beers versus kind of the fun stuff. I know that's the struggle sometimes on the beer festival side, number one, on the bar side, number two. You get a lot of breweries, a lot of distributors, and they need that other stuff to kind of move also. And so sometimes you get a little kickback, like, hey, we want something that's special. And like, no, we've got our Cincy Light. Shout out Rheingeis. That's not on the list.
No, Rheingeis is
not knocking Cincy Light. Yes,
no, great beer. But if you're throwing a beer festival or and maybe the bar's a little different because that would be a great beer to put up there instead of something else. If you're throwing a beer festival, I don't need to put Cincy Light on tap. Like, I don't need it. I don't want it. It doesn't make sense for what the beer festival kind of thing is unless it's brand new. Whoever wants to go first, talk a little bit about kind of that balance of trying to appease some of the breweries or the distributors that are like, hey, we need this core beer that is not really that exciting to be on tap versus something that maybe the anniversary barley wine or how do you kind of balance that?
I mean, I'll definitely this selection that Bill brought to us with the Oakley Beer Fest is Bill's selection. And it's excellent. So I'll let him talk about that. But like, yeah, absolutely. You have to, you have to have your Bud Miller, your Michelob, your initial things. But like having I always find certain styles, you have to just educate the customer more. You have to, what's a Saison? What's a Kolsch? What's a this? What's a that? And it's still Kolsch, still a lager. Right. It's just more German style or what makes a German Pilsner different from a Czech Pilsner or something like that?
Oh, ooh, that's a good conversation.
It's the nitty gritty details.
But how do you do that? Like as this world just keeps like people want things faster and easier, and like somebody walks in and they say, "Hey, I want a Bud Light." Do you guys have Bud Light here?
Yeah.
Okay, so that conversation doesn't necessarily happen then. They're like, oh, yeah, I know you want that, but, you know, we also have Cincy Light or whatever it is. Like, how do you find a way to kind of start to bring those people into craft beer?
It's called an upsell.
Well, yeah, I mean, and honestly, in our case, Bud Light's not that much cheaper than, we've got a really nice Kolsch on, which is... It's like I think 50 cents more. Like it's,
which one?
Untapped Potential.
Oh yeah, from
Third Eye.
Oh yeah.
It's some people they want a Bud Light and they want a Bud Light.
Yeah.
And if I tell them, you know, we don't have Bud Light this week, we got Coors or something, they'll go, oh, okay. That's one thing. That's a certain type of customer.
Totally different demographic. Yeah.
And it's honestly not from my perspective, from like a bar. A business efficiency perspective, it's not worth going through that conversation of going, okay, well, why don't you try this?
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to go for that Bud Light. But
right.
If someone's like, hey, I really want, you know, bartender's recommendation, which is honestly like 50, 60% of the time, they'll go, you've got a really big tap list. I don't really want to read through everything. I want something light. I want something good or crisp, or maybe it's going to challenge me a little bit.
I wonder if that's a thing that happens here more than like a typical bar, just because when you walk in here,
for sure.
Number one, I assume that the majority of people aren't 100% set in stone about what they're going to eat when they walk in the door. I'm sure that there are people that like, oh, yeah, I come here for this and this is what I'm getting. But I assume that most people when they walk in here, like, I think I'm going to get, oh, no, I'm going to get that today. You know, sure. Like it's the indecisive kind of exploration of flavor.
Yeah.
And so I assume that bleeds over into the bar a little bit. People are a little more open to like, hey, this is the things that I like, and this is kind of the family that I want to drink in.
Yes, in a similar fashion, they might go, well, I want a sandwich. Well, do you want a po' boy? Do you want a falafel? Do you want a this? Do you want a that? So that, you know, and it's the same thing. I know I want something that's not dark.
Right.
Okay.
I usually walk up and say, "What's your highest ABV?"
Well, we get that too.
Highest ABV IPA. Oh, it's that? I'll take that. And that's where we start the night.
Yeah. See, I scan the list. What have I not had? All right, now let's categorize all that.
Yeah.
And then other stuff that I have had, what are things that I absolutely love? Now we got to figure out something. Yeah. Make a spreadsheet right now, and I got to figure out which.
it's complicated. Yeah, you guys are the problem.
Ordering a beer is difficult.
Like drunk,
you won't see any of this. It's all happening in my head before I get to the bar. But it's a very complicated decision sometimes, trying to decide what it is that I'm going to choose. There's only X amount of ounces of X amount of ABV beer that I can put into my body before I go home.
Correct.
You know, like it's tough sometimes.
Yeah.
I almost think like deciding on food is easier unless like you order something and you're disappointed in it. Like that's the hard part for me is like if I get a sandwich and I'm like halfway through it, I'm like, that was fine. But I wish I would have got this. Like, you know, a beer is easy. Like if I decide halfway through a beer that I don't want to drink the rest of it, I just, you know, get another one. Like, and food is way more filling.
Yeah.
All right. Going back to the original question, Bill, how do you kind of make that balance of what people want you to serve to people at the beer festival versus what you think needs to be there?
So it was a couple of things. So like Sam Adams is doing an OVI. Seth Bullock has been fantastic and integral in helping us put this on. Seth has been amazing. They're doing our print stuff. They're helping us with a bunch of other stuff.
Awesome.
So for them, we are also doing a Steinhuis competition.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a lot of fun. They just gave me the prizes today, and I'll get to where I'm going with this. Yeah. So their first place prize for the Steinhuis competition is VIP passes to Oktoberfest Cincinnati.
Which is 100% worth it. If you've never gotten the VIP treatment with Sam Adams at Oktoberfest Cincinnati. Oh.
Second place is a Yeti cooler.
Okay.
And third place is a Sam Adams LED.
Ooh.
So,
ooh.
You know, all you have to do to participate in that is be here.
Yeah.
And throughout the day.
Well, that's not all. You gotta.
We gotta buy a ticket.
Yeah. And you should also practice a little bit ahead of time. Like, don't just jump into this thing. Like, know what you're getting into.
Because bringing the Steinhoist. So for that, you know, I wanted to have the Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a seasonal, but it is probably my favorite seasonal. So that was where I went to Sam Adams and said, I want this and I want this as the beer for the Steinhoist.
Sure.
Same with like West Side Brewing. They're a double IPA.
Ooh.
One of my favorite beers.
One of the best beers in the city.
By far. So we're going to bring that. And then there's some other stuff like the cartridge we were talking about, the Escape Pina Colada one, something that they wanted to feature, something I had never drank in. Absolutely, bring it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of them I reached out and asked for multiple choices. And then again, you know, some of them were, here's four IPAs. No, we're not doing that. Give me four, you know, we can use like, you know, we can use one of those. Find something else to go with your, you know, other beers. So again, it was more just, you know, they'd given some options. I picked what to make the beer list as eclectic as possible. I want the people to come in and taste stuff they've never tasted, but also have a couple of fallbacks. You know, like that the Sam Adams fallback. Your Hootie Delight fallback. Okay. Maybe I'm not digging some of these.
Even those two, like sometimes like as a craft beer drinker, you get a little lost in the what's new, what have I not tried before, what is the what's the hoppiest thing you've got, you get lost in some of that kind of game. And so when you walk into a beer festival, somebody says, oh, Hootie, I haven't had a Hootie in how long. I heard
Little Kings, like
heard new ownership, I heard things are different, I heard they're making it here again, I got to try it. It's all like a balance.
Exactly. And that's, you know, with well over 80 flavors, you know, to try and try. I mean, you kind of got to pick and choose what you want to do because, you know, you can only get so many 5-ounce tasters. You know what I mean? But like I said, we wanted to make it as eclectic. I mean, we've got people coming from Cleveland, you know, Dogfish Head's coming out of Delaware. You know, we've got some cool stuff. I mean, they're bringing their 60-minute IPA, which, again, is one of the best IPAs you can drink.
That's a great example. That's one that I haven't had for a very long time, but if I was at a beer festival and I saw it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I gotta try that again. But I don't know that I'm buying a six-pack of it unless, like, there's something, like, that is, you know, drawing me to do it that week, you know? Just as a weird craft beer drinker that is always hunting.
Like I said,
something.
Just want a little something. Like I said, it's meant to be something for everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean? So whether it's, you know, like I said, you're an IPA drinker, if you want to try something weird and fruity, we've got sours, we've got some lagers. I mean, we've got so much. I'm like kind of viewing through the thing here, going, man, I don't even know what to talk about. We've got so much. But that's a cool thing. That was the whole point of coming here and doing it in the outside area. We've got plenty of room to walk around, plenty of room to spread our wings. And like I said, bring as many beers.
If people want to come here and eat that same day and they don't have a ticket to the beer festival, they can still get in and eat.
Like, yes.
Is that still? So it's not closed off. You can still come hang out. If you don't have a ticket, you can get your food like normal.
Yep. You can still come in, eat. The bar, like I said, the bar is open all day long. You can come in, drink, watch a game, whatever you want to do. The placebo side will be shut down as far as entrances. So you have to come in on the Summit Hotel side.
Right.
But you can still park in the garage, you still park in the lot. It's all the same. Parking is free. There's plenty of parking. Of course, we always advocate rideshare or Uber. If you're going to be drinking,
make your wife drop you off. That's what I do.
Yeah. You know, have a sober driver. We
shout out to my wife.
Yeah. We do have a designated driver ticket.
Oh, no, I don't bring her. She just drops me off and has to come pick me up.
Fair enough. I can walk home from here, so I'm good.
It's a long walk for me.
We'll also, the Summit Hotel, which is right across the street, will also be doing some deals for you guys. We'll be announcing that probably next week. So if you really wanted to drive and get smashed and stay 100 yards away, you can. Yeah.
Which is also fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally just a walk up the hill. Beautiful hotel.
This whole area, like, it's crazy how what this became. Like, I, you know, when the announcement came that this MedPace development was going to happen, I'm like, that's a weird spot to do that. That doesn't make any sense. And then now that it's here, I see it. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Yeah. Like, it starts to spread that Oakley crowd out. It gets hopefully Madisonville kind of kickstarted a little more than it has been. Everybody's been saying it's the next thing, and just need that, just a little get some momentum going. It just keeps this whole thing just moving, and I love it.
Definitely. Well, even more stuff we have coming. You know, Cincinnati Cigar Connection.
Oh yeah,
is working with 16 Lots Brewing and our friend Dell.
Yeah,
and Placebo Bar, which is a sister bar of this place, will be hosting a cigar social during the event.
Oh, heck yeah.
So they will have a...
Speaking my language.
...private patio with a full bar that you can get in, buy cigars from Cincinnati Cigar Connection. 10% of every cigar you buy goes directly to Cincinnati Animal Care. So they're doing a kickback for us, which is fantastic.
What is... are you both cigar smokers?
Yes.
Yeah, off and on, yeah.
Do you have a favorite cigar beer?
Ooh.
It's from Avery Brewing.
Okay.
It's called the Maharaja.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice 12% Imperial IPA. Goes fantastic with Macanudo.
He had that ready to go.
I would shoot for probably something like the Nocturnal.
Yeah, Nocturnal's like just, good.
I'd want something pretty full-bodied.
Yeah, I'm trying to think quickly off the top of my head. I want like a good like milk stout, as I think where I mean, like something that has a little bit of that lactose in it. And
it's funny you mentioned that, because 16 Lots is going to bring in their Kraken Brown Ale.
I'll take that one. That's my cigar beer.
So that's, you know, not that we thought about that or anything.
Hang on to that for trivia later.
But yeah, you know, so I mean, just talking about the stuff we have coming in, you know, like Red Dog Pet Resort is helping us out. They're providing all the shirts for our volunteers. Cincinnati Animal Care is doing the volunteers. You know, we've had the Origin Group, which is whiskey flavored barbecue sauce.
Ooh, oh yeah, so I can do that.
They'll be here. you know, the outside will be pet friendly, so if you want to bring your dog, you can bring your dog. Cincinnati Sports League, good friends of mine, will be doing a hydration station. So nice. not only will they have water for you if you need water, we've got water, you know, bottles of water for you. They'll also have a doggy watering station.
Perfect.
So, you know, if you want to bring your pup, there will be a watering station for all that. As I mentioned, you know, Rick is bringing snacks. We've got so many cool things coming. I literally just today brought on a company called Arrowleaf, who does like really unique like koozies.
That's cool.
They're more like coolers than they are koozies, but right. You have to come check them out. They've got some really cool stuff.
That's cool.
A lot of cool, unique vendors. Like I said, we've got, you know, Moonshine Fudge coming. And I mean, it's just, you know, we tried them down at they're at the Big Oak, the Big Beer Festival down at the Sindhaus or Duke Center, whatever the hell it's called now.
Whatever you call it.
But they were there and just absolutely fell in love with them. It was delicious. So they'll be here. Like I said, we've got, Municipal Brewers is going to be here. Alexandria Brewing Company is going to be here. Of course, we talk Sonder, Bad Tom Smith, which is right there in Madisonville, will be here. Wild Ohio Brewing out of Columbus, which is a gluten-free beer. Yep. They're bringing four different flavors down. So they're going to have a little bit of everything for everybody. Brew Kettle's coming from Cleveland. Oh, yeah. I've got Great Lakes coming from Cleveland. You know, Brink, Samuel Adams. We even have Mad Tree this year.
Heck yeah.
So Mad Tree will be here this year. So High Grain, 50 West, of course. I've got Toxic Brewing coming from Dayton.
Yeah.
Voodoo Brewing, which is new downtown, will be here.
Well, the brewery is from Pennsylvania, but...
yeah. The one down there, downtown, is fairly new, but...
There's a tap room downtown, and there's a tap room about to open in Westchester, if anybody... is wanting to get the sneak peek or sneak information that we're not really supposed to talk about yet.
Yeah. But then we got, you know, Westside Brewing Kickstand Cocktails. That's a cool little seltzer type drink.
So, yeah, yeah.
Sunshine Punch, MPH Brewing right there in Montgomery is going to be down here. Country Boy Brewing is coming up from Lexington.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be good. Saucy Brew Works is coming from Cleveland. They're partnering with Cartridge, obviously. Mm-hmm. Municipal Brew Works, and of course Dogfish Head, which we mentioned. So that's, we got a lot of cool stuff.
It's gonna be good.
A lot of cool stuff coming.
Full list in the show notes. We'll put it in there. I promise I'll remember to put it in there. Let's talk a little bit, kind of, before we kind of start wrapping things up, bigger picture stuff, craft beer. What makes you guys excited about craft beer today versus maybe 10 years ago? Or even maybe go the other direction, what makes you not excited? What do you not like right now? Like, that's okay, too.
Well, like, maybe a little bit longer than 10 years ago, I would have considered myself a beer expert.
Okay.
Now there's so much out there. I am probably the lowest rung of anybody that does beer stuff. As far as, you know, like I said, there's, you know, pina colada beers, and there's brown ales, and there's IPAs, and there's just so much stuff coming out, and a lot of it's really, really good, and some of it's not so good. But
it's still fun, but there's
tons and tons of stuff that literally anytime you go out, you can try something new.
Yeah.
And a little, you can spend the next year drinking something different from just a Cincinnati brewery.
Oh yeah.
Every weekend for the next year.
Oh yeah.
And still not be through a full list. That's, I mean, it's just, it's exciting that, you know, Cincinnati got back to its heritage of becoming a brewing town, and we've got a lot of really good ones.
It's wild. I was recording the 10th anniversary episode of this show, and also from the blog. So the blog started 10 years ago. This was the official 9th anniversary of the podcast, coming into the 10th season. But looking back to 10 years ago, you know, what did things look like? How did all this, you know,
it's a whole different,
how did all this shake out?
Yeah.
10 years ago, Pacifico, I mean, there was a craft beer. No,
10 years ago, we had, I think it was like 19 breweries in town. Like it was a decent number of breweries. Now, some of those were like Sam Adams was here, and, you know, Miller is here, and, you know, like, it's, you know, we've got that. And so that, count it however you want. But
well, it really started with Ron Geis and Madry were the two that really kind of started the explosion.
Yeah. When all of that started happening, like right around that, you know, 2014, 2015 kind of mark, like somebody would release a new beer and you would go and like, oh, you're tapping a new beer, this is the new beer that you made this week, and I would go there, and then somebody else would, oh, we've got our new beer coming out today, and then it, like, it got to the point where, like, okay, so like 3 days a week I have to go and I have to try the new beer at places, like this is getting crazy. Like, now, like, there are beers that come and go before I've even made it back to the tap room, and like it's
literally can drink a new beer every single day the next year.
It
and
is
still not
crazy. It's crazy what it's become, and in a good way. Like I enjoy that, but man, it's just a lot of beer.
That's the best part about it for me, is just the fact that we have so much competition right now. It breeds just higher quality beers overall.
Yeah.
And also just like innovative new styles of beer.
Yeah, people aren't just like happy just making West Coast IPA. Like,
yeah, you need another hazy IPA. But oh, you're doing a hazy IPA like this or a hazy IPA like that. Like, what makes yours special versus the one, you know, in Cincinnati, the one 15 minutes away?
Does that also, and this is again kind of bigger picture stuff.
Yeah.
Could that be a negative too, that like people aren't satisfied just making a great Schwarzbier or a great Hefeweizen or something like that? People are always trying to do something different. Like, we're not seeing enough of those traditional styles.
Sure. There are times, like, especially as a beer buyer, where I'm going like, I just want a consistent, like, Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a peach Hefeweizen. I don't want a this. I don't want a that. Yeah. I want a Hefeweizen.
How many just straight Hefeweizens are being made right now? Like, if you wanted to go buy a Hefeweizen, like, there might be, what, like two?
Something that's
maybe I can think of one, really.
I think there might be, like, two. Maybe there's
more. Steiners and...
Like, there's
it's that kind of stuff, like, the love for a classical style. And it's also, like, getting to have those available breeds better beer knowledge.
Sure.
Like, this is what a basic, you know, basic ass Kolsch tastes like. Okay. And then we can move on from there. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I love the fact that, you know, Urban Artifact have been kings of the sour ale for so long. And I like that, High Grain are putting out some fantastic sour ales recently. I like that they're giving them a run for their money.
Well, speaking of
High Grain is bringing the fruit kettle sour. So
that spring saison.
I wonder too.
Also coming.
I know.
Like some of those styles. Like, you've got a place like Urban. That's all they do is like this fruited sour, you know, style. and that starts to make other people up their game on what they're doing with fruited sours. And so, like, fruited sours in general in the city have gotten better because of Urban Artifact. Yeah. IPAs in the city, in my opinion, have gotten better because you've got Truth. You know, like, you get these things that, like, you know, because Cincy Light has become so big, everybody else has to step up their game. If you want to make a light American lager, great, but it's got to be as good as Cincy Light, or else people are going to laugh at you.
Competition begets quality.
It's,
you know. Is your double IPA as good as Punching the IPA? I don't know, but I'm going to compare it to that.
Yeah.
Like, yep. That, I mean, you can name 1,000 different
references
for it. But
no, that's great. Do you think that's going to happen with spirits? Because, like, it's spirits,
it has.
The spirits world, I think it's slower moving.
Well, I mean, let's
nature of the business,
talk about
too.
Crown Royal is an example. Crown Royal, fantastic Canadian whiskey. Then they do apple. Then they do peach. The new vanilla. Yeah. Now they're doing, was it blackberry?
Blackberry?
Like
biggest thing that searches have landed on my website this week is Crown Royal Blackberry.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's where, you know, it's like even like, you know, Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels started doing that honey, and then they started doing the fire, and then they, you know, it's the same thing with beers as with spirits is, you know.
Spirits is still such a global kind of thing. Like, it's like you get Crown Royal, which is I guess are they still Canadian? I don't know who owns them.
I think they're still branded as Canadian. So
I don't know how that works.
That.
I'm sure they're still made in Canada. Yeah. But you've got them that are doing this, and then you'll have a company that's centered in like Brazil, and they're making it. And, like, it's still like this global marketplace with spirits, whereas beer is so like locally focused. Like, are we going to see like that start to, I mean, we've got great distilleries around town. Yeah. You know, we've got RJ obviously, but we've got other ones too. And like, I don't see a lot of that like market push in the same way on the spirit side as you get from the beer side.
Well, I think roughly.
Is it because it just takes way too freaking long to make spirits?
That's one thing, you know, to age a barrel of bourbon, it takes at least 2 years. You can't just bada bing new bourbon next week. So like things like gins or vodkas or, you know, certain rum, as long as you're not aging rum, like you can have a lavender, a this, a that, an elderflower. Yeah. So you can push that stuff out, but it's also like cost to the consumer. You know, I could buy a 6-pack of my local craft beer for $10, or I could trial a new gin for $27.
Yeah.
Which is safer. You know, I've always said the reason that craft beer is booming right now is because it's just more accessible to the average person.
Yeah.
I can go and try a new beer and become educated about this area, field, whatever you want to call it, $7.
We need more baby bottles of booze, like little 500 milliliter kind of tiny guys.
We're starting it right now. We're working on it. Nah, don't hold me to that.
On that note, Northside Distillery will be here as well for Oakley Beer Fest.
Absolutely.
Come try our liquor first.
Yeah. So, yeah, RJ will be here as well with a booth, and then, of course, Northside Distillery will be here. So we've got a lot of cool stuff.
Try them both and then compare them to each other. Tell each of them who did better.
Well, they're just bringing whiskey. So.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. What do you guys want people to know about either the beer festival or Element Eatery and the bar here and RJ Distilleries and whatever else? What do you want people to know that you think they don't know?
For Element Eatery, I can tell you a couple things. Number one, trivia every Monday night. Starts at 7 o'clock. Great time. Win some gift cards. Bingo. Tuesday. It's a typical bar bingo.
That's fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Every Friday, we're doing happy hour music and a DJ. And then starting in May, we're going to have live music on the big stage after Beer Fest.
Mm-hmm.
For Beer Fest, it's Saturday, May 18th. Doors to the public will open at 3 o'clock. You can get tickets on cincyticket.com. That's cincyticket.com. They'll be available all through, and they will still be available the day of. There are also VIPs available and reserved tables. So if you want a table where you can set yourself a table, have a home base, and have a view of the stage, there's only a few left. So if you want a table, grab four friends, just some with four tickets, plus some brewery swag, plus a gift card for food. So the best buy of anything, really. But yeah, again, a portion of the proceeds go to Cincinnati Animal Care. Saturday, May 18th. Get your tickets.
Full beer list in the show notes. Again, there's going to be an opportunity in just a few minutes here for you to win some tickets too.
Awesome.
What do you want people to know that you think they don't know?
I mean, we're right now, we with RJ's and Element are working on building out a bocce ball court and
speaking
area.
My language. love bocce ball.
So that I don't know what the finalized date is for that, but we're hoping like, you know, 4 or 5 weeks right now. We've laid the groundwork, but we're still working on it. So, you know, stay tuned for a bocce ball league or just drink it out in the grass. Hopefully have some concerts out there, do something. All still very TBD, but otherwise, like Bill said, this building's just a fantastic place to come hang out with friends. You got every single food you could possibly want, and I try my damnedest to make sure I have every style of beer, cocktail, glass of wine that you'll enjoy.
Is there a Rogan beer on tap currently? No, it's a weird rye style. No, nobody has one on tap.
like a pale ale or something?
No, it's a very old kind of German rye beer.
Oh, well, we can talk about that later.
Can't say every beer style on tap.
Oh, well, I mean,
that was my point.
I try my damnedest to give you something like it. It's amazing with 48 beers. Sometimes I'm like, why don't I have 65?
It's funny how that works. Like, you know, even again, going back 10 years, I look at, you know, some of those breweries that were opening at that time, like, oh, we're going to do 20 taps. I'm like, 20 taps? How are you going to fill 20 taps
of
beer?
That's the thing.
And then I look at it now, I'm like, yeah, 20 is kind of probably what you should start with. If you want something crazy, you got to go well beyond that, like to get a little bit of everything. It's crazy.
It's
a good problem to have. again, links in the show notes. If anybody hasn't been here, get here. Come hang out, have a beer, have a cocktail, have some food.
Yep.
Food. This is one of my favorite places to stop and eat because no matter what you're in the mood for, it's here. And if you don't know what you're in the mood for, you can kind of walk around and get yourself in the mood, you know, drink a cocktail, and then decide what you want to eat. So it's a great place to hang out. All right, let's win some tickets.
One more. We're on this note. So last year you did a live broadcast from Oakley Beer Fest. We're still planning on doing that, right?
Yes.
So here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I want to do for you.
Okay.
I'm going to set you in one of the VIP tables
at
the beginning for your podcast.
All right.
When your podcast is over, I'm going to give you the 4 tickets that you're going to upgrade somebody from general admission.
Ooh, I like that.
And hook them up with a table.
I like that.
So not only do you have general admission tickets to give away, the day of, I'm going to let you pull 4 people
or a group of four.
And give them an upgrade to a VIP table with the stage view.
Perfect.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Let's rock it.
So we might as well go ahead and give away 4 then, instead of give away a pair right now. We'll give away 4 right now. For somebody that's listening, this is a trivia question. The first person that sends me a message, and it's got to be a message. You have to send it to me on, we'll say, either Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, no matter how you like to communicate. What is my cigar beer this year? what have I decided is going to be my cigar beer? First person that sends it to me, and I will accept spelling errors or whatever it may be. You get a set of 4 tickets. Everybody else, get your tickets. Come here. There might be an opportunity to win a couple more tickets. We'll see. Stay tuned to all of the social media channels. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate you.
This episode is sponsored by Cincy Beer Week. We got to mention that. Cincy Beer Week is happening again this year. It's finally back. Go to cincybeerweek.com. More details coming soon about what all is included in Cincy Beer Week. It's going to be a little crazy this year.
Nice.
Trying to figure it all out. if you really like the show, if you really like any of the things I do, the best way to help is to go to thegnarlygnome.com/support. You can give me money that way. And my wife gets very happy when money comes in and doesn't just go out. shout out to everybody that does that or everybody that supports in whatever way you can. We'll see you guys next week, and hopefully we'll see you all here at Oakley Beer Festival, the return. Oakley Beer Festival strikes back. I'll be here. And I'm excited to see how this thing keeps growing. Thank you guys. I appreciate you very much.
Awesome.
I appreciate all of you guys for listening and supporting and sharing. Share with your friends. We'll be back next week. I think next. No, I don't want to say who it is because I don't know. Looking at the calendar, I don't know. Cincy Procast. It's the voice of Cincy Craft.